Tanya Jackamack serves as the Associate Vice President for the Office for Civil Rights and Title IX Education and Compliance at Michigan State University. First, give us a little bit of your background and why were you attracted to this important position at this important time at this university?
Well, most recently, I served as the director of the Title IX office at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And prior to that, I was the executive associate director for the Office for Access and Equity at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Originally from Chicago, and very happy to be back in the Midwest, and especially thrilled to be serving at Michigan State University. It's a very exciting time for the Title IX office.
And can you remind us, what is Title IX? I think people think of women's equality in intercollegiate athletics, but what is Title IX?
Sure. So Title IX is the federal law that prohibits sex discrimination. So not just discrimination against women, but discrimination against men, against all genders. And Title IX does not just mean gender equality within athletics, but it also includes areas of sexual misconduct, sexual assault, sexual harassment. It prevents those types of behaviors in the educational setting.
Tell us a little bit more about the mission of the office. What do you do?
So the Office for Civil Rights oversees two separate units. The first unit is POE, which is Prevention, Outreach, and Education, and that is the office that serves the community by education and awareness around preventing sexual misconduct and relationship violence on the MSU campus and extended community. And then also, in addition to POE, there's the Office for Institutional Equity, which is the office that oversees investigations and reviews of reports of not only relationship violence and sexual misconduct, which also includes sexual assault, but other areas of civil rights. So discrimination and harassment on the basis of race, national origin, religion, any type of protected category that falls under our anti-discrimination policy.
There seems to be a genuine goal from the top down here at MSU to be a leader now in combating these problems. Is that part of what attracted you, and do you think MSU is on the right track in a lot of these cases?
Absolutely. The infrastructure that Dr. Stanley and Rob Kent have put into place are very impressive. I think that MSU will be poised to be a leader in this area, especially through the prevention and ensuring that we have a fair, impartial, and prompt response to incidents on campus, either under the category of civil rights, as well as relationship violence and sexual misconduct.
I'm talking with Tanya Jackamack on MSU Today. She's the Associate Vice President for the Office for Civil Rights and Title IX Education and Compliance. So, Tanya, some of your, I know you're just getting started, but some of your short and long-term goals for the office.
A lot of what I'm doing right now is reviewing and assessing the different policies and practices that we currently have in place. In terms of short-term goals that I have immediately put into place, is my two units are required to put together diversity action plans, as well as when there are open positions, ensuring that we have a recruiting plan in place to ensure that we have a diverse applicant pool to fill any of our positions. That's something that's really important to me. But what we're going to be doing is looking at ways, where can we improve? I'm very much a fan and am committed to continual self-assessment and improvement in all of our areas. And I know that my team also has that same commitment.
Because what would success look like? I guess that's part of the...
Well, the ultimate success is that we don't have any incidents,
right.
That we're able to prevent, and that all individuals are aware. But at this point, We know that there's underreporting of these incidents. And so if we can get out there and more people feel comfortable reporting, that they feel confident in the process, and that we could lower the amount of time that it takes for investigations, while still ensuring that, yes, we have prompt investigations, but also that they remain impartial, that they're thorough, like all of, and that they're that we are supporting all of our students. That's incredibly important.
Well said. So what would you see as some of the challenges and opportunities to achieving some of your goals?
Well, I believe that there's a lot of additional work, although Poe has done an amazing job with prevention and awareness, but we need to do some additional prevention and awareness in all of our areas, including the civil, you know, areas of civil rights. So under our ADP, we're part of a larger community where these incidents also occur. So we also, it's not as though it's just MSU, but it's also what is going on in the larger community, in the city, in the county, in the state, in the nation. And so, again, this is just a microcosm. And so we will continue to work to prevent and to adequately respond to these incidents.
All right. So, Tanya, as we close, what would you like us to take away from this conversation about the office?
Ideally, I would like to invite anyone who would like to speak with me or speak with any of my staff. We will, Chris and I will be going out into the community to talk to our students, to talk to staff, to faculty, to find out what needs are, to find out how our office can support faculty, staff, and students in their work. How could we better the environment, improve the environment? What role can we have? And so I really want to hear from individuals in the community.
Well, Tanya, we wish you the best, and you're welcome back to update us at any time on this important mission.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's Tanya Jackamack. She's the brand new Associate Vice President for the Office for Civil Rights and Title IX Education and Compliance at Michigan State University. And check out more on what we've talked about online. It's civilrights.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White. Thanks for listening to MSU Today.